brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're back live. Going to cover a bunch of breaking news. Start of the next segment and then open the phones up to take your phone calls. I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next segment. We're talking to Heidi Stevenson. She's a journalist and researcher, and I saw her quoted an article on Natural News by Jonathan Benson that has the British Medical Journal info, young woman's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. But I wanted her to finish up her story of a doctor-induced or system-induced illness and other points she thinks are important to add for people out there. And, of course, her website for folks that want to visit it is Gaia-Health.com. So go ahead, Heidi Stevenson. Make any other points that you think are important.
Okay, well, basically, I had an iatrogenic disease. It was killing me. I was really literally close to death. And I ended up going to a homeopath. And I actually didn't even believe in homeopathy. I thought it was pure nonsense. And that's actually even the first thing I said to the homeopath, who said, well, I don't care. And that was over 10 years ago. And I'm here. And I've taken what I've learned and gotten into it and found that what happened to me is not rare. It's common. It's actually very, very common. And it's easy to do, because the medical system, the doctors, they all circle the wagons, and they won't. None of them speak out. If one does, well, you know, they ruin their careers. And apparently careers are more important than people's lives. At least that seems to be the impression that we get when we're on the opposite side of that system. And in the process of my learning, I found out more and more and more and discovered that vaccines, these wonderful miracle things that I always believed in, because, well, doesn't everybody, discovered the truth, and that everything we've been told is about them has been a lie, that they're not harmless, that they're extremely dangerous, that they kill people, that they destroy lives, and they don't even do what they claim they're going to do. They don't last.
That's what's amazing. Almost all of the inserts say doesn't even protect you from hepatitis, doesn't protect you from papilloma, doesn't. And you're like, but they're saying it does on the news. It's so incredible.
Absolutely true. I mean, there is some truth to it. There's some limited truth, but it's limited. And
that's right. There's some limit. There's evidence that the 500-year-old technology of immunization does have some validity. The problem is these companies are so corrupt and have such a hidden agenda and such a horrible history that you can't trust them.
Amen. Amen to that. I have to agree 100%. And the fact is, you have to consider and be honest about the harm. And you have to be honest about what they have accomplished and what they haven't. And the fact of the matter is that the claims that vaccines have made us safe from smallpox, safe from polio, and all of these other so-called horrible childhood illnesses, most of which I remember. I had them. And frankly, they're not fun, but guess what? Autism is a whole lot worse. And give me a choice. I think I'll take chicken pox. You know, I might get a scar out of it, but I think I could live.
Hey,
with
my
it.
Children have all had it. Mm-hmm. By the grace of God, because of good nutrition, everything, they just got some little red bumps on them, and it was gone in 2 days. In fact, you know, you hear about the groups where the neighbor kid has it, so you bring the kids over to get it from them, so that it's all over with, and you control the situation.
Oh, absolutely. My mother was very, very upset because she tried to have me get the mumps, and unfortunately, I just plain didn't get it.
Absolutely. So you don't want to get it when
it's... The parties really happened. People
yeah.
really did do it because it was the safest thing. Everybody knew that.
Well, Mom always knew best until the government became our mommy. Heidi Stevenson, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job.
Thank you.
We'll be back with a ton of news. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-261-4431. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through a ton of really important news and some and video clips, and then we're going to be taking your phone calls on any subject or news item you wish to raise. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this 12th day of August 2013, on this Monday, as we kick off broadcast week officially. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the number to join us, 800-259-9231. Whitey Bulger has been found guilty just minutes ago of racketeering and conspiracy. But the truth is, the guy was left alone forever because he was doing hits for the FBI and running organized crime for them. And that's come out in the trial with the informants. Over 5,000 hardcore crimes committed. It shows SWAT teams and, like, guys in commando outfits walking him around. That's the new dress up. Like, when have you arrived when you're wearing a SWAT team commando outfit here in our third world country? I mean, it's just ridiculous. By the way, the government loading him in the vehicle right now, he was their guy on record for decades. On the East Coast. Amazing. I mean, it's just sycophantic, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a radio listener, I had Fox News up showing the helicopter shot of him being put in the vehicle. And, where's his body armor? You've got the cops dressed up like they're Darth Vader. And I guess they should be dressed up like Darth Vader. They're running worldwide narcotics operations, murder for hire, and child kidnapping. You know, the average cop down the beat isn't doing that, but I mean, I'm just so sick of the naivete of the population. Every time I see all the special units and all the stuff, I just go, there's the guys. And everybody just sycophantically drools all over it. It makes me want to throw up at how naive the population is. I guess you're not naive. Most people are just desperate and don't know what they're going to do. As our economy converts over to a pure mafia, insider, crony, picking the winners and losers. Let me hit this article out of News 2 Houston. Woman opens fire on a group of robbers at Denny's. Police say the group of suspects fled the scene with stolen jewelry. And then it goes on to show how the a man who does not want to be identified said his brother was robbed by six men with guns at the Denny's restaurant off the Gulf Freeway in southeast Houston. I don't know if it was random or someone set him up because he got his own label, said the victim's brother, whatever that means. His brother's wife was in the restroom at the time, but when she got out, she saw the group of robbers. Police said that when she pulled out her handgun or her gun and shot at them, she said she came out of the restroom and saw my brother on the floor. That's when she started doing what she got to do. Absolutely. She got a license, and she'll do anything to protect her kids and her brother. Love it. And they're not even sure if she shot any of them because they ran off. But let me tell you, I come out of a restroom, and I'm packing, and I see that. You're going to get hit. So easy. I'm shooting fish in a barrel. And I don't want to kill people, but it's like a healthy thing. It's like catching a rattlesnake under your kid's playscape in the backyard. I've actually done that. Don't tell my wife. She only knows about water moccasins, copperheads, and a coral snake, which I felt bad killing that coral snake. My dad didn't believe they could get over 3 feet because the Wikipedia said only 3 feet. And this thing was over 3 feet long. It was, again, in the backyard. And even though it's a nice snake in the cobra family, and they're not really aggressive like a rattlesnake or a water moccasin. Water moccasins are really aggressive compared to even a rattler. I had to kill it. And he came over, and even though it was bled out and shrunk a little bit, we put it together, and it was 3.5 feet. That would be a record coral snake I hacked up with a hoe. I don't want to upset my wife and do it with a shotgun. But point is, I've already digressed off, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do what you got to do. Let's give some facts. Great article by Michael Schneider at American Dream Blog. It's up on Infowars.com. I think everybody should get this out to everybody they know. It's also up on Prison Planet. .com. 18 little-known gun facts that prove that guns make us safer. And then he goes over a breakdown of it, links to the Harvard crime studies, all the rest of it. I love these articles he writes like we do, where it just gives absolute, you know, backing up of everything we say. Over the past 20 years, gun sales have absolutely exploded, but homicides with firearms are down 39%. During that time, and other crimes with firearms are down 69%. That's right. A study published in the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy discovered that nations that have more guns tend to have less crime. Number three, the 9 European nations with the lowest rate of gun ownership rate have the combined murder rate that is 3 times greater than that of 9 European nations with the highest rate of gun ownership. Yeah, and it's cultural that, like, Japan doesn't have guns but doesn't have hardly any crime because the average Japanese person, you know, won't steal from you. In fact, they've done studies. They're the only group that if their kids are starving, they will not rob you on average. They will sit there and starve to death before they rob you. That's why they had Fukushima and all that stuff and millions evacuating and almost no crime. All the crimes committed by the government, by the way. Almost every mass shooting that has occurred in the United States since 1950 has taken place in a state with strict gun control laws. We link to those statistics. With just one exception, every public mass shooting in the USA since the 1950s has taken place where citizens are banned from carrying guns despite strict gun regulations. Europe has had 3 of the 6 worst school shootings. Number five, the United States is number one in the world in gun ownership, yet is only 28th in the world in gun murders per 100,000 people. That's Department of Justice own numbers. Number six, the violent crime rate in the United States actually fell 757.7 per 100,000 in 92 to 386,000 per 100,000 in 2011, except in the black community. Because that's because they took all their guns. The only areas with total gun bans are black cities. That's racist. The liberals are there to euthanize you, suck money out of you, and kill you. You're not going to have guns while they kill your ass. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm just out of control, folks, being myself here. I'm going to stop. I apologize. God, exorcise the demons. Continuing here. The violent crime rate in the United States actually fell. And it goes on. Approximately 200,000 women in the United States use guns to protect themselves against sexual crime every year. Number eight, overall guns in the United States are used 80 times more often to prevent crime than they are to take lives. Number nine, the number of unintentional fatalities due to firearms declined 58% between 91 and 2011. Number 10, despite the very strict ban on guns in the UK, the overall rate of violent crime in the UK is about four times higher than it was in the United States. In one recent year, there were 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 people in the UK. In the United States, there were 466 violent crimes per 100,000 people in that same year. Do we really want to be more like the UK? Yeah, they have less gun crime there, but they have more overall crime. What is that, like eight, nine times? Let's continue here. No, that'd be five times. The UK was approximately 125% more rape victims per 100,000 people each year than the United States does. The UK has approximately 133% more assault victims per 100,000 people every year than the United States does. The UK has the fourth largest burglary rate in the EU. The UK has the second highest overall crime rate in the EU. Number 15, down under in Australia, gun murders increased 19% and armed robberies increased 69% after the gun ban was instituted. I'm not going to read the rest of these. They go on and on. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to send this out on Twitter. I know it's Twitter. I just like to talk like Rick Perry. Everybody's got real bad allergies right now. They're not making me feel bad because literally all the longevity stuff I take has made it where I don't get the really bad headaches anymore. But it has coated my larynx. That's why I don't really have a voice today. It's messing me up, too, because I can't really cut my voiceovers for Obama deception, too. But I'm going to tweet this out during the break at Real Alex Jones. So please, whatever you do, folks, retweet this because the fight for the Second Amendment continues. Let's go to your phone calls right now, and then after break, then I'll get into all the rest of the news. Let's talk to Sarah in Kentucky. Sarah, you're on the air worldwide. Hi.
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate everything you guys do and everything you do personally. But I wanted to call and kind of speak to the previous guest that you just had. A young girl in my hometown died about 2 or 3 years ago. She was only 16 at the time. And her mother to this day says it's because she got the Gardasil vaccine.
And think about the devastating victory they've had. Even small towns have had multiple deaths, and even local doctors have been on the news, never makes national news, saying, you know, she took it, a week later, blood coming out of every orifice, and then organs failed. And that's what it does. And the victory they've had, they can do this and get away with it. What else will we put up with? Well, now it's going to be babies. They'll give the baby the shot. They'll have an autoimmune thing. They'll be brain damaged. They'll die, and they'll get away with it. Tell us about the story of what happened with the Gardasil.
Well, the girl got the round of vaccines when she was about 14, and then all of a sudden started having all these gynecological problems.
Oh, yeah.
And they ran test after test until they found out, you know, that she had a pretty advanced case of ovarian cancer. And, you know, that's rare in any teenager. And the mother...
Not going to be rare now. No, tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, and if you can get her name and stuff, I want to look it up and show people to personalize this. Folks, every gas station I walk in, everywhere, people are like, raise money, my son's dying of cancer. And it's just, and the numbers, 10,000 plus percent increase. on average in pediatric cancers. And it's going to be 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 until everybody dies. And we all thank the government for murdering us. Homeland Security cares about you.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
Yeah, I want to explain something to people about Gardasil, and I've had medical doctors on for 8 years. I cover it every few months. It killed a bunch of people on the trials. They got cancer very quickly, or they died in a day with blood coming out of every orifice, or they would get like lupus-like diseases, or they would be paralyzed. And there's been no exaggeration. I've probably seen 20 different newscasts. It's always a cheerleader who gets the shot and then is dead 2 weeks later on a ventilator. And a lot of times the medical doctors go, no, she got the second round or the third round of the shot. It's usually the second or third, and then it kills them. But for most women, that's when it just over affects, in my research view, kind of an over roasting of your ovaries and other sexual organs like your uterus. It's just meant to reduce fertility. And all these globalist programs, they've been caught doing it before with hepatitis vaccines. They've been caught doing it for women in tetanus shots, UN programs only for women, and then they add a hormone to it. I want to go to other callers, but finishing up with Sarah. Sarah, so you heard about this locally in your town. All I'm saying is if you see young women or you see people with young girls, and now they're trying to do it to boys, they're trying to make it mandatory, you got to go up and warn them. Hey, by the way, Gardasil's killing people. Read the insert. Because most people go, my doctor said, we should all be picketing outside doctor's offices if we find out they give Gardasil shots. I mean, they're murdering everybody. And, of course, the average doctor doesn't know they're compartmentalized. Because if you admit this is going on, then you – that's how the Nazis did it. Is once you go, oh, they're okay, and then even though bad things start happening, you've got to go along with it because you don't want to admit you're part of something evil. And this is a life-or-death situation. I mean, they're trying to pass laws worldwide, and they're doing it in some cases, to actually make it mandatory. And then when you don't, they will send the police. And if you barricade yourself in that house, an armored vehicle pulls up with trained killers. And there's been cases where they take the kid, give him the shot, and they have convulsions. A lot of times mothers, their kid already gets sick from shots, says no, no, no. I've seen the cases in Detroit, you name it. They SWAT team and put the mother in prison. They might as well line your family up and shoot them right there. But see, they're smart. People fought when the Nazis lined you up and shot you. If they give you a soft kill, we're here to help you. The doctor doesn't even know. The person's having convulsions. That's not me. The SWAT team doesn't know. It's just some mother won't give her kids up. And it's all compartmentalized. You're living, folks, in a sci-fi Nazi Germany. I'm sorry, Sarah, for ranting. Go ahead and finish up with what happened after she took the Gardasil shot.
Well, like I said, she ended up being diagnosed with an advanced stage of ovarian cancer and died. And I know that people hear you say this about vaccines and think you're exaggerating, but I was a public health nurse until last December. And if you're supposed to push these vaccines on anybody, and we were giving boys the Gardasil shot, or some nurses were. I didn't. And a lot of times I would refuse to give it when I knew that the parents hadn't read anything about it.
Oh, wow. You're a nurse on top of it. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
How many of the nurses know this that you talk to?
I talk to any nurse and anybody in healthcare that I can reach about it. You know, I quit my job there. I stay at home with my kids now. But basically, I knew that it was only a matter of time before I ended up in trouble at work for actually giving informed consent. We would get in trouble for giving informed consent. We were supposed to just hand them a sheet of paper from the CDC, trust that they were going to read it and understand what they were getting or what their child was getting, and just give the vaccination. And I wouldn't do it. You know, I said, you know, I would encourage people, if you really want it, make another appointment and come back, but read about it first. I don't know how much trouble I got into for doing those little things right there. And I would just tell my supervisor, look, if I swore an oath to the patient, not to you or not to Merck or the pharmaceutical companies, it was to the patient. And I really feel like if a parent has never heard of this before, I shouldn't push it on that day.
And by the way, that's the bare minimum morally you could do. Instead, the nurses all need to band together and start handing out literature and news articles. I mean, I would go to the head of the hospital and say, here are 50 news articles about Gardasil killing people and foreign governments banning it. And then there'll be an uproar, and then it'll get reversed like India and Japan, where they've outlawed it. But see, we just won't do it. It's like, oh, you're wearing a blue uniform? I'll do what you say, no matter if it's illegal. Oh, you're wearing a white uniform? I'll kill my kid. I mean, it's unbelievable. God bless you, ma'am. How many more have to die, folks? They're injecting you with live cancer viruses.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
All right, I just tweeted it out. Guns make us safer. Here are 18 facts why.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Where I'm jumping the gun.
Alex Jones.
I'm going to go back to your phone calls here and hit some other very important news I haven't gotten to after we take more calls. But I want to encourage people to be citizen journalists, but also citizen satirists, citizen town criers, rabble rousers. There's a war going on. I'm completely freaked out that Big Pharma is on record being eugenics-based since it was founded, and that they're carrying out debilitating soft-kill operations against everyone. And that's a fact. And again, it's compartmentalized. The average doctor, the average hospital, they just follow the orders of the bioethics boards that are eugenicist. It's illegal to take a teenage girl and cut her ovaries out. They're like, well, why don't they just tie her tubes? They want to do whatever's the most brutal and can't be reversed out in California. But they've been caught doing it by the tens of thousands a year again. No one will get in trouble because it was sanctioned. You can go, well, there are too many poor people. Folks, they've dumbed everybody down. We all look poisoned and, you know, quasi debilitated because we've been under soft kill. They've got to dumb us down, cut off our resources, make us dependent, get us on the grid before they roll out with the next phase of their eugenics operation. And again, I've not just reverse engineered their program. I know all this because they're on record saying it's the plan. And that's why I'm here warning you. Well, we did this first a few months ago, and then the LifeSite people did it, and the student activist groups did it, and now Mark Dice has done it, and he always seems to do it best because he's a smart guy, but also because he's out in L.A., where they have got some of the dumbest, most evil, government-loving people I've ever seen in my life. Obama supporters signed petition calling for killing of newborn babies under Obamacare. And Mark wisely blurred their faces out of these people. Not that he has any liability. They did it as news gathering. You know, you do it, you're on. You only got to get permission if you're in a public place, if it's for entertainment purposes. But if people, if you're in a public place and, you know, that's it. No perception of privacy. That's how the cops can videotape you. And that's how, you know, that's why they're in the wrong when they come up to you and say you can't videotape them. As long as you're not interfering with what they're doing, getting in the middle of lawful duties, it's official oppression and criminal when they try to stop you. But the point is that Obama supporters, so this has been done on the East Coast, Austin, and in California. And here in Austin, more than half the people said, yeah, kill babies after they're born for Obama. And if they'll get some more welfare. You'll get more welfare if we kill babies. Oh, well, let's kill them immediately. You know, like Bill Gates, if we kill Granny, we can hire 10 teachers. They're like, kill her! Kill her! Kill her! As if they're going to kill Granny and give you something, moron. As if a government like that isn't pure evil. And this video is up on Infowars.com. The guy's got a kid on his shoulders as he signs a petition to kill babies after they're born. And this all started last year when Paul Watson dug up the Journal of Bioethics calling for killing babies up to age 3, even healthy ones. And now they're saying, yeah, old people, you don't really have a good life. Your knees are bad. You can't see good. We're going to deny care. And they get you into a socialist system so they can deny you the care and make the, well, we're going to give it to the young people. And the young people are like, yeah! Yeah, old lady, I warehouse my parents. I'm going to warehouse you and get your goods. And that, you fools, that's only going to work for a certain period of time. My mother yesterday, driving back from the funeral, she says, why do you do that evil laugh? And I said, well, it's painful. These things are painful to me. And so I you know, basically note it as this is the spirit of what they're doing. It's like a sick laugh back at the devil. It's like, yeah, I know what you are. And I'm laughing at everybody out there so they get the fact they're being laughed at. I'm laughing at you as the New World Order is laughing at you, hoping somebody's got some pride, somebody's got some dignity, somebody's got some survival instincts out there. I mean, I look at these, I can even see somebody who's into themselves. The walk they'll have is this little satisfied walk and the satisfied look. And they'll go, so what? They're not killing me. So what if Obama's spying on me? I like him. I'm in the winning club. Yeah. It's disgusting. So that story's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to tweet that out. I guess Watson just did, actually. Just unbelievable. Let me show you the articles if you're a TV viewer. Not go there. You can see it all. By the way, these are weapons. The enemy showing their evil. We need to exploit all this, folks. Go out and show the scum. Go out and show how they're begging to be destroyed. By the way, these people, in their ignorance, they all deserve to be destroyed. I don't deserve to be destroyed. And you don't deserve to be destroyed. And I don't like the New World Order running all this. They really deserve to be destroyed. Inhuman scum that are building a giant predatory civilization. It's easier to build a predatory civilization. It's easier to break things and then call yourself the hero. It's easier to stage terror attacks and then strut around in your stupid combat outfits. But it's only easier short term. Long term, it creates hell on earth. So Obama supporters signed petition calling for killing newborn babies under Obamacare. DHS trooper who performed roadside cavity search gets her job back. State police announce where they're going to, one glove, two women, four orifices. They're going in. And if you don't like it, they'll murder you. So there you go. You don't like it, they'll taser you. Next, they'll gun you down and high five and go back to the base and go, it's manly to kill these people. And the New World Order is going to get your bank accounts, too, and your kids are going to die of cancer. So get ready to be murdered by your devil that you love so much. Let's continue here. Former NSA boss, government will continue surveillance, so get used to it. That's right, just slapping us upside the head, letting the slaves know it's their country now. So go to Walmart, eat some GMO, weigh 500 pounds, and get ready for death so we can harvest your organs. Man says off-duty cops beat him up, left him for dead. Official embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. Will you tell them to put that back at the top of the site and red link it, please? That's a big deal. IRS refuses to answer congressman on AR-15s for standoff capability of the American people. Well, every criminal agency wants to be a tough guy warrior and fight the enemy of the American people. They all want to be part of the great bring down of America. They're having a great success, too. 10,000+% increase in pediatric cancer. The victories are good. The victories are strong. You're not just tasting man flesh. You're killing younglings. Why, your satanic power is growing, isn't it? Yeah, you can feel the demonic fire you fly into, like a moth into the incinerator. All of you begging to die, begging to be slaves, begging to revel in evil, begging to be part of it, begging to join with it. And you will have your destruction. Let's go ahead and talk to Russ in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm freaked out right now, actually.
I understand that. Hey, I just wanted to say, a long time listener, first time caller. I'm listening since I was like 14. But yesterday I was at a music festival and I saw an illegal arrest. Like, it happened about five feet, like, in front of me. They, you know, acting like Gestapo's, asking for the guy's ID, and he just wanted to know what he did. And they threatened him with arrest if he didn't show them his ID, which is, you know, illegal, but, you know.
Yeah, so what if it's illegal in the Bill of Rights and Constitution and thousands of court rulings it's illegal? So what? They're doing it for your own good. Take some shots. Have a convulsion. Come on.
Exactly. I approached the police officer after the incident happened, and I asked him for his badge number. They flat out refused. He walked away from me after I
asked. You scum! What do you think this is, America, you scum? You're lucky he didn't beat your brains out, you filth.
I know. It was crazy. So I called the police department this morning. The Bethlehem Police Department in
Pennsylvania. We'll have to put you on a list and show you some respect, punk.
Called them and I talked to him, told him the situation. He goes, and the two questions that he kept on asking me, are you a lawyer? Because I know the law.
Well, no. The idea is no one's allowed to talk to us but a lawyer. Again, the ether is ignorance. They swim in an ocean of their own ignorance as well.
Exactly. And I just wanted to get that word out, you know, that I asked for the deck sergeant's badge number. He told me he wasn't going to give it to me and he hung up.
Now,
it's ridiculous.
I think those officers are good. And since they support the system, they should take all the vaccines. And get ready to have their hands and feet go numb and have health problems and have their kidneys fail and get diabetes and die. Do it for the government. Show us how good you are, heroes. Yeah! Time to die. Thank you, Russ. It's time to love your government. Prove how good you are. Let's talk to Truth Raider in Oregon. What is that, FEMA Region 9? You're on the air, slave.
FEMA Region 10, sir.
Good.
Truth shall make you free and healthy and alive, too.
Have you taken extra shots?
No, sir.
Drink your fluoride, kook. Take your shots. Eat your GMO. Worship the government. And Obama said his spying on you illegally is like washing the dishes. Come on. You know he loves you.
I refuse. On the Constitution and the...
What's wrong with killing babies up to age 3 now? It's trendy.
Good afternoon, brother. Hey, I attended a LaRouche PAC satellite meeting a few days ago, and they want to reinstitute the Glass-Steagall firewall.
It's a good idea, but it's a bad idea. We should let foreign banks run everything and money launder and do whatever they want. How dare you, scum? You even know the name of laws. You must be a terrorist.
Terrorist for freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, go ahead, terrorist. What else is on your mind?
Oh, well, you know, I looked at it and said, you know, that's wonderful, but you guys are not looking at the total big picture on a global scale. I mean, look at this. I mean, it's like, take, for example, it's like a figure of speech. It's like a one-legged mountain climber trying to climb Mount Everest in a snowstorm, and at night, for good measure. I mean, it's a difficult task.
Yeah, but if you get, listen, if you got Glass-Steagall back in where the investment banks couldn't infect everything else with what they're doing, it would really put the kibosh on their system.
Yeah, I'm all for it, but it's going to be tough, trying to limp along.
I know, that's why I recommend we just drink more fluoride. There won't be any pain. Those coffins are mighty warm down there.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hear you. I appreciate your call, Truth Raider. I don't agree with some of the stuff that LaRouche Pack people are into and all that, but in the final equation, getting the Glass-Steagall back in is really a good solution. But the big solution is realizing we have a predatory, occupied government, and that isn't just rhetoric. And they're trying to mop up what's left, and they're announcing, yeah, there'll be army checkpoints. Yeah, we're going to disappear bloggers now. Yeah, we're spying on you. What's the big deal? We run Al-Qaeda. Of course we do. The TSA is going to be at the mall. And I saw footage in San Antonio. Everybody's like, what's wrong with them searching everybody at the mall? I like it. How dare you not like it? You've got a bunch of dumbed down people who want to be destroyed, and they will be. Let's go ahead and talk to Howie in Washington. I guess FEMA Region 10 again. Howie, how are you doing up there with Bill Gates?
All right.
Have you had your shots?
I don't take shots.
Well, Bill Gates is coming out with it where it's sprayed over your city and put in your food to make sure you're a good boy and go to sleep forever.
Well, I understand that, sir. But my questions are, what's with this fetal baby parts in my Pepsi and all my food?
Well, that's all part of the bizarreness. But 2 years ago, I first heard that, didn't believe it, confirmed it was true, confirmed they had a shareholder meeting where the shareholder said, get it out, and Obama signed an order saying, no, they're allowed to keep it in. And so you will drink baby essence. I'm telling you, it's all cuckoo land, man. It's like the golden child or something, and they want us to all be defiled or something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I go in stores now, and I see a Pepsi deal, and I get freaked out by it, that I live in a country and a world where there's flavoring made out of baby cells, and there's people, with, oh, you want your Pepsi? Ah, ice cold and delicious. And then I'm a weirdo if I go, baby parts! See, I'm the bad one. I'm supposed to just go, can I have some baby-flavored drink? And they'll be like, sure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Defending the public. The Republic is, I'm a new listener, and I live with a guy that's been a follower of yours for years and have been listening to, the InfoWars from third party. And I moved in with this guy after, being divorced after a 30-year relationship. And this guy's opened me up to all the Alex Jones.
He sounds like a bad man. I mean, he told you about baby flavoring and the what's wrong with melting babies down into flavoring? You got to do something with the dead bodies. What kind of freak do you live with that's upset about that? I want call the police and get a tracer on these guys. We got to have that. You got to be put in the database. You mean you don't like baby flavoring and Pepsi? You don't think that's freaking people out and bad? I mean, that's a good thing, sir.
That's not right, and it's Soylent.
You know what? We got to let you go. He said a cuss word, and we delayed it. It's bad to say a cuss word, but it's not bad to kill babies and put them in Pepsi. Just like you can't write cuss words on your airplane, but you can drop napalm on villages. I want that guy off the air. How dare you be upset by the over-the-chart, hellraiser-level, nightmare science fiction of baby bodies being used for flavoring and vaccines grown on dead fetal tissue. How dare you? How dare you? I apologize to the listeners that we had an extremist call in who thinks it's bad to kill babies and use them as flavoring in drinks. By the way, I want to send my crew out. doing that, going out with Pepsi, saying, you know, they use fetal flavoring, but you got to add, Obama supports it. You know, Pepsi did get behind him. That's all part of the sick joke, too. And the head of Pepsi's a big Bilderberg person. And so you go out and you go, hey, you know, they're just recycling the fetal tissue. People sued over it, but Obama blocked it. You know, they have a right, and it's for Obama. And they will, I guarantee you, you could probably give them a dead baby, and they would go, it's for Obama. And they just go, rah, and start eating it. I mean, it's just like, that's it. That's the plan here. Is we need some fetal tissue. Why not start selling it at the grocery store? Locally here, you get a baby. Well, I mean, actually, they get upwards of over $1,000 on average. Sometimes about 10 grand for a baby. All the rent, the stuff they render down out of it. Because, see, Pepsi said, look, technically, we just take baby cells and then grow the flavor enhancement in their cells as the original batch, kind of like yeast making bread. So it's like, oh, it's a derivative of dead babies. Let's be technical here. It's really no big deal. By the way, human flesh is filled with all sorts of viruses and stuff, too, but that's no big deal. Plus, they spray live viruses on almost all meat now, grown in giant tanks. Why don't you look that up? But it's all good. It's all good. There's no devil. There's no problem. There's no evil.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Swift's modest proposal here in just a moment, tying it into eating the babies. This isn't the first time. like every culture ends up sacrificing and killing and eating babies. I guess it's, we joke around about it, but to the New World Order, it's very important to eat the babies. Let's talk about eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. When my friends at eFoods Direct provided 50,000 meals to the victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes, they learned what those people needed. They told eFoods they needed immediate access to at least 4 to 6 week food supply. Hurricane season is right around the corner. Just in time, eFoods announces their newest product, the just-in-case food supply, a two-month supply for one person, or a convenient one-month supply for two people. It has 352 servings of their most popular food in convenient grab-and-go 13-gallon bucket, perfect for any situation, and their cooking kit to order, and you're ready to go. Add their cooking kit to your order, ready to go. You get both for only $379. You can save up to $75 off retail price when you get the just-in-case supply and cooking kit. And they're still offering free shipping, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check that out. Okay, document cam, please, for TV viewers. But a modest proposal for preventing children of poor people from being a burden to their parents or country and making them beneficial to the public by Dr. Swift. And this is the famous modest proposal put out by Jonathan Swift. A modest proposal is a satirical essay written and published anonymously by Jonathan Swift in 1729. Swift suggests that the impoverished Irish might ease their economic troubles by selling their children as food for rich gentlemen and ladies. The satirical hyperbole mocks heartless attitudes towards the poor, as well as the Irish policy in general. In English writing, the phrase, a modest proposal, is now conventional as an allusion to the style of straight-faced satire. But it's not satire that we eat our dead children now. How about a nice cold Pepsi? I went and told McAdoo about this. I guess she didn't know about it because I ran into her and I said, she goes, what? There's baby parts are using Pepsi additives? She thought I was joking. And I went, no, McAdoo, I'm not joking. So we need to give her all those articles and everything. I mean, this is, you know what? I don't blame her for thinking I was joking. When I first saw this 2.5 years ago, I thought it was a joke. And then when callers call up, and I thought, well, surely the shareholders are suing over this. Surely this will stop. And it didn't. Yeah, there it is. Obama agency rules Pepsi's use of aborted fetal cells and soft drinks constitutes ordinary business operations. Which is so sick, man. Hey, why didn't Matt Damon make a movie about that? About all the little Chinese kids getting melted down to be added to Pepsi. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to make a movie about a bunch of whites being the cause of all the problems in the world. How about evil, self-serving people that don't care about humanity? How about them being the problem? How about the general public being lazy and not informed and not aggressive about their liberty? How about you're the problem? I tell you, when I'm walking down the street and somebody makes a smart mouth comment to me, usually I try to ignore it, but sometimes I start talking to them, and then fans will walk by and shake my hand, and that always makes them real angry. That, oh, this guy's got supporters. That makes me feel bad. Because in their whole world, I notice losers will say, oh, that guy's doing real bad. Oh, he's over. He failed. They'll imagine their competition is failing. We were having a business meeting a few weeks ago at a local restaurant bar, and saw some guy bugging his eyes out at me, laughing at me. And he walked over and was talking crap about me right next to me on the table. And then he watched, like, all these people come over and shake my hand. He got real mad and left. It was like, oh, my gosh, freedom's popular. It's horrible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.